MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A state regulation adopted earlier this year required oil and gas operators to report to local government agencies all fluids used in drilling for fossil fuels, and if they contain a suite of substances known as forever chemicals. But Eddy County commissioners, during their August 19th meeting, opted to not require operators to file those reports with the county, contending companies are already required to disclose most of the ingredients in liquids for fracking, and approving the resolution to opt out. Eddy County leaders argued it would be a burden for the county to catalog the reports as they are received. The chemicals would still be reported to the state per the rule, but not to Eddy County or any other local jurisdiction that opts out. And Roswell area employees of the Bureau of Land Management welcomed about three dozen people with a variety of outdoor interests to a public meeting on Monday night to gauge interest in potential future recreation development on the new 240-acre tract of land that links to Bitter Lake National Wildlife Refuge. The L-shaped site sits next to Highway 380 and contains a section of the Pecos River that is about 3/5 of a mile long with consistent water flow throughout the year. Located about 7 miles southeast of Roswell, the site is being referred to as the Pecos River Oxbow. Those who plan to run for public office in New Mexico in the November election will be able to declare their candidacy next week. Candidate filing day for all local offices for the 2025 regular local election is 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Tuesday in the offices of county clerks. All candidates need to do to file for candidacy is to simply fill out their declaration of candidacy with all their information, and most county clerks, along with the Secretary of State's office, have forms available online. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.